attention, please. Will the real DeLuca fans please wake up? I repeat, will the real DeLuca fans please wake up? We're gonna have a problem here.
Y'all act like you never lived without DeLuca before, talking to strange kids and hot chicks at night on the radio. It's been 3 years of dial-a-date, angering Hicks from West Virginia for surprises. It's the end of the... Oh, wait. No, wait. You're kidding. He didn't just say DeLuca's in the morning now, did he? And upper management said... Nothing, you idiots! They'd like to move. Now thousands more will hear him. Uh-huh. Younger people on MySpace are bitchin'. It's too early, I can't wake up and listen. And I'm gonna miss some of the show while I'm in class. Well, guess what, kids? You can kiss our ass! Yeah, the show is supposed to be for grown-ups who drive to their jobs so they can afford to feed you slobs. Sometimes a show grows to be so huge where it only makes sense to have it move. So what happens tonight? Igor's taking over for a while, so it'll be aye. DeLuca's moving to a time of day where more people can hear it. Morning drive is just much more popular. Deal with it. Nights at Q92 will be just fine with Igor at the mic like DeLuca. He has a sick mind. Giving away prizes with some fun games. Igor's gonna kick some ass and take names. But if you don't hear DeLuca in the morning, you'll find it boring. Keep it up and you'll certainly be snoring. Without Q92, radio's just not great. Listen to the other stations and you'll feel real gay. DeLuca is moving, mornings will be grooving. All the other stations' ratings, well, they'll be losing. So all real DeLuca fans, please wake up. Please wake up, please wake up. DeLuca is moving, mornings will be grooving. All the other stations' ratings, well, they'll be losing. So all real DeLuca fans, please wake up. Please wake up, please wake up. Yeah, DeLuca mornings on Q92, 5:30 to 10. Believe that, yo. MC Wigger, Audi 5000.